arrogant, impudent, and vain. Maurice Quentin de La Tour was all of those things. But he was best known for his brilliant use of pastels. In fact, he remains one of the greatest pastelistes in the history of French art. Easily smudged and almost impossible to rework, pastel requires a precise, deft, and delicate touch. As you can see here, Latour's technique was flawless. Look close up first. In the curls of the meticulous powdered wig, you can make out rows of tiny, perfectly spaced curving lines. A froth of ruffled lace has been conjured up by delicately dragging the edge of the chalk over a cloud of white. In the blue coat, the powdery chalks have been rubbed smooth to suggest its velvety softness. Inspect the face, and you'll discover a delicate web of red contours, and, around the mouth and chin, distinct blue lines. Now, step back a few feet. From a distance, those lines impart a radiant glow to the skin and create a faint shadow of beard. This portrait depicts the artist's favorite subject, himself. Its date, 1764, makes the sitter 60, although he looks much younger. His features are lively, his mouth turns up, and his expression seems amused and self-satisfied. Such touches suggest a man who embodies the sophistication and wit so prized by his contemporaries. Latour's pastels were so popular that painters who worked in oils feared he might make the brush obsolete. No one could pry from him the secrets of his success. Once, it was said, the king himself appeared at Latour's shoulder, and the artist ordered him from the room, declaring, "My talent belongs to me."